2 weeks before the state primary, Northampton County's election office is staffed and swamped. Amy Cozy is the county's chief registrar of elections. And she says people are working in masks and getting their temperature taken every day.
It is very busy. The busiest we've probably ever been in the history of Northampton County elections.
Cozy says about 1,600 people voted by mail in the last election. Now roughly 40,000 have applied to do so this year. And her team is also getting ready for in-person polling on June 2nd. She says they normally have 900 poll workers.
We've had about 100 quit, but we are just about fully staffed at this point.
She says Northampton County has only changed a few in-person polling locations. But in Lehigh County, it's a different story. Tim Bigno is the county's chief clerk and says finding spots has been the biggest challenge.
A lot of facilities are not terribly interested in having the public come into their place of business or their structure.
Bigno says that's because many of the original sites were churches and senior centers that now worry about putting people at risk of getting COVID-19.
If people could check our website often and frequently, they can get updates on the moving of polling places, which is happening pretty much by the minute.
Bigno says his office typically has 1,000 poll workers. He didn't say how many he's lost, only that his office is short-staffed and looking for volunteers. He expects to process 50,000 mail-in ballots. Neither office expects to tap the National Guard for help staffing the polls with the elections, an option that's been floated by the governor. But both counties say they expect primary election night returns to be delayed. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.